Yeah. You found us again. It's Geek Dead Hip Track Stocking Stepper for the fourth day of Geekmas. I am Ken Deadmead, the editor of GeekDad.com, and guess what? The Mystical Magical Z is with us once again. How you doing, Z?
I'm walking in a winter wonderland, Ken.
I hope you remembered to bring your parka.
You know, that's a lie. We all have winter wonderlands. I live in the rural southeast. It's just cold. It's just cold and nasty.
It's cold and nasty, yeah. I'm out here on the west coast, so it's mildly cold, nippy nasty. Is about as far as we'll go. But I hear tell that today is sort of a special Geek Hip Track Stocking Stuffer.
It is. You know, the all the 12 keys of Geekmas are very special to us because, you know, they're prizes that relate to, you know, very specific events from the previous year. But this one is, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It relates to Will Wheaton, who is our champion.
He is every Geek Dad's hero, really.
He's our Uncle Willie, and he'll tell you a story. He'll spin you a yarn about meeting William Shatner.
You know, we shouldn't overdo this because he isn't that mystical. He's just a great guy.
He's one of us.
He's a geek, and he's a dad, and he's been kind enough over time to participate a little bit in some Geek Dad activities, and he's agreed to again, which is just fantastic.
Exactly. He has tossed us a signed copy of his latest book, The Happiest Days of Our Lives.
Which is an excellent book, I will have you all know. I picked up my copy when it came out, and also got it autographed, and met the man in San Jose one fine day, and he's just a swell guy, and it is awesome that he's going to be joining us in this 12 Days of Geekmas endeavor.
It is, and as you learned at the SuperCon, Ken, he's a man with a creative vocabulary.
He knows how to speak off the cuff, as it were.
He is, and I would imagine the book also has some creative language.
Which isn't a problem for me. Is it a problem for you?
No, but just, no. You know, just have our readers and listeners keep that in mind.
Right. Don't pick up this book to read as bedtime stories for your 4 and 5 year olds.
No. Maybe your 14 and 15 year old.
That would probably work. That would be all right.
They'd probably dig it.
So awesome. We've got the book, and we got a song for today.
We do have a song, and this is from another fellow Geek Dad. This is Jonathan Colton's classic Pied Save Christmas song, which is a Yuletide geek anthem.
Wow, this should be on everybody's MP3 this time of year.
MP3 it should player. Indeed.
iPod. All right, shall we listen?
Let's do it.
All right, here it comes.
Okay, guys, everyone ready to sing the song?
Yeah, we're ready.
Great. Now, remember, it's almost Christmas, and nobody has any pod-safe Christmas music, so that's your motivation here. CC Chapman, you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
And Len and Nora from Jawbone, good to go?
Let's do this!
And Adam Curry, Skyping in from the helicopter flying somewhere above your golden palace. You all patched in there, Adam? Adam? Adam!
Right, I'm right here!
We want a pod-safe Christmas song.
Pretty good, guys, except, Adam, you sounded a little bit like you were rushing it there at the end. You know what I mean? Buddy?
Whatever, dude.
All right, well, I can't say I care for the attitude, but, you know, just pay attention next time. Now, the rest of you, I just wanted to go over... Adam, did you say something to me?
No.
Huh. That's funny, I thought I heard you say something.
No, I didn't!
Look... I don't want to go through this with you again. We're here to sing a song about pod-safe Christmas music, and I just want everyone to do their best, you know? I mean, can you just give me a little effort?
Shut up, Cece.
Adam, just give me a little effort, okay? Adam? Adam? Adam!
Jesus, what?
We want a pod-safe Christmas song. We want a song that's safe to play. Don't take us.
job, you guys. Really, you nailed it.
Thanks. Nailed it. Yeah, not too shabby. Nailed it.
I don't want to speak too soon, but we may have saved Christmas. And special thanks to you, Adam, for paying attention.
Yeah, screw you.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow at rehearsal.
Someday that should be on rotation on Muzak. Well, maybe not Muzak, but
I like it
should be incorporated into the canon of better Christmas songs.
I just like when Adam Curry talks smack to him. Best part of the song.
Yeah.
Am I going to see you at practice? Yeah, you're going to see me at rehearsal. Wonderful tune.
That was awesome. Oh, you know what? We should also, in speaking of music and such, do we want to bring up since Will is the subject of this day of Geekmas, Will's cameo in another big piece of nerdcore that came out recently?
Yeah, that was actually something we were going to try to work in to our end of year podcasting regimen, but we ended up going with the 12 days of Geekmas, so we're sort of trying to stay topical with the holidays. But Will actually appears on a track called "A Skit About Vocations" on MC Frontalot's Final Boss album, which is, quite honestly, it's really far and away the most amazing piece that Front's put together. It's just a brilliant album. I loved his first album, really enjoyed his second, but this one is, totally comes at you with both barrels blazing. But Will is featured on a song, and Will raps. And that's really all you need to know.
And that's all you need. I mean, that should spur everyone to run right out and pick up the album.
He raps about shellfish.
Yes.
And if that's not worth, at minimum, the 99 cents it's going to take you to download that track,
I don't know what it is.
No.
All right, sir. Got anything to preview for the next episode?
Yeah, next episode, we're going to go back to a music theme.
Okay. All right.
So everybody
come back tomorrow and find some more goodies to get for free.
Doodly doodly.
Everyone have a good one, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.